California could be facing another challenging wildfire season, but during an online town hall event, Senator Mike McGuire highlighted what he described as the state's historic investments in fighting and preventing fires. Wildfire conditions and the increased resources available to meet them were discussed during the April 15th town hall meeting. McGuire said, quote, "Unfortunately, our region has been devastated by wildfire over the past decade, but the state is, quote, laser-focused on making historic investments to be able to better protect our communities, big and small. That includes funding for more CAL FIRE firefighters and the training and equipment needed to combat fires, as well as preventative measures like vegetation management." McGuire said the investments that have and will be made run into the billions of dollars.
California, over the past many years, has invested nearly $4 billion in vegetation management and wildfire prevention efforts, dead and dying tree removal, clearing back brush and trees from evacuation routes around communities, more fire breaks, and another $4 billion is on the way thanks to California voters for passing Proposition 4. $4 billion was embedded in that, and those dollars are now being spent in the coming years for wildfire prevention in our communities. These are the kinds of projects that make a real difference. You're going to hear that from our chiefs tonight, both in preventing disasters before they start and preparing the next generation of first responders.
North Coast investments include what McGuire described as 10 new quick attack type fire engines for southern Humboldt and northern Mendocino counties, and a new fire academy serving Mendocino and Lake counties. But McGuire raised what he called a red flag, saying funding for the U.S. Forest Service, which manages the majority of the state's forest lands, could be cut by up to 60% if the Trump administration's proposed budget is approved. And that will come on top of the recent loss of 7,000 U.S. Forest Service employees that McGuire said have, quote, either left, taken early retirements, or been fired. But state-level improvements were re-emphasized later in the town hall in this exchange between McGuire and CAL FIRE Northern Region Chief George Morris.
In your tenure in CAL FIRE, this has been the biggest change, the biggest enhancement, most major improvements that I know we've seen in generations for CAL FIRE. Your opinion, though, Chief Morris.
Yeah, I've been a fire chief in CAL FIRE for the last 12 years, running a unit and running regions. And I don't recognize my own department how much it's changed in that time period. During the Valley Fire, we had 6,500 firefighters. We're going to be close to 14,000 employees in the department, 12,000 of those being firefighters. It is incremental change and it can feel slow, but it actually, I think we've made quantum leaps in this decade with the support of the administration and the legislature. And I think we're getting to a better day there. We're using that same workforce to reduce the threat that we're experiencing on the landscape. And it can feel slow and it can feel daunting, but the investments are making a difference. They are making a change.
As for what lies ahead this summer and fall, what's described as a super El Nino weather pattern could develop. Morris suggested it's a wild card in the upcoming season.
Weather patterns are going to be difficult to predict under an El Nino condition. So the last strong El Nino that we had was in 2015 and 2016. And if you recall, in Lake County, pretty severe fires, the Rocky, the Jerusalem, and then the Valley. And that really ushered in the era of the mega fire, were those fires. The El Nino can mean a lot of things. It can mean that we're going to see more moisture than normal. It can mean heat domes followed by tropical moisture. It also can mean extended dry periods over a swath of California. So I think it's really important to watch short-range weather forecasts this summer, not the long range, because there's so much variability under an El Nino condition. So a strong El Nino in 2015 meant a lot of rain and a lot of Pacific cyclone activity, but it meant the rain stayed off of the California coast and never came in. So just pay attention to short-range forecasts. If you feel the weather getting hot and dry, pay extra attention. Look at the platforms for information that you might seek, whether that's fire.ca.gov, it's Watch Studio, whatever you trust for information to give you as much lead time as you can to evacuate or to make decisions for your family.
McGuire said the El Nino conditions could spell trouble, but he reiterated the state's readiness, saying the number of CAL FIRE firefighters has been doubled in the last 10 years, and about 2,000 more will be hired in the next 4 years. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.